Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
My next guest assures me that it is sunny outside, so with the return of that sunshine, at least in patches anyway, it could be the kind of morning where you jump out of bed, you pull the curtains back and you realise that your windows need cleaning, that there's dust everywhere and cobwebs dangling in the corners. It might be time for the big spring clean. And Catherine Carton,
good morning,
author and DIY expert here with her usual helpful tips to put us all to absolute shame. Where is the best place to start?
So I think I always start with, so like you said, you open the blind and the sun shines through and it's a bit harsher when the clocks change. So you start to kind of notice the skirting boards, the inside of the windows. Maybe you have wooden blinds and you're starting to see all the dust spots behind the bed. So on top of your usual kind of cleaning that you might do day to day, I think every now and again, it's good to get stuck in and do things like the skirting boards. Because how often would you do your skirting boards? And answer honest.
But my first problem is, why do we have skirting boards at all? Why did people not just build the walls all the way down to the floor we wouldn't have these dust collection devices?
A skirting board is actually designed to protect your wall and the plaster from damage.
From being kicked by people.
Right. Yes, and it keeps carpenters in jobs too. But I do have a little hack if you have some dusty skirting boards. So I seen this on the internet and some people said that it does work. So if you have, you know, tumble dryer sheets that you put in the tumble dryer to make them smell nice and anti-static. Apparently, if you wipe down your skirting board, or wall paneling is really popular at the moment, but it also collects a lot of dust. So if you wipe down the surface, apparently the anti-static magic that's in these tumble dryer sheets will repel the dust. Now, I always say dust has to go somewhere, but it may just mean that I might go to the floor instead of
where it can be hoovered, absolutely, because you can't really ever properly hoover your skirting boards.
Yeah, and also a simple kind of cleaner. Vinegar, baking soda, raid the kitchen presses. The internet is mad for the vinegar and water solution sprays. So if you're looking for a really cheap spray solution to do a bit of dusting and also clean the inside.
Are you
of the
suggesting
windows.
This as an alternative to chemical cleaners?
Yes.
Not something that's necessarily better, but just something that might be a little
alternative, but it does the job. So let's say inside of the windows and the outside, if you get a spray bottle and you mix half of it with, now I stress, distilled vinegar, not malt. Malt will leave it smelling a bit fish and chip shop. So half distilled vinegar, half water, and you can pop in either some lemon juice or essential oils to take the smell out of it.
I knew that we weren't far away from a perfumed edition.
We have to put a little bit of perfume in. But it may smell like vinegar for the couple of seconds as you're using it, but once that solution is dry and wiped away, the smell will go. And that's something I've used for the past couple of years, and it's great.
I'm very good at ignoring dust on blinds and dust on skirting boards.
Yeah.
But the thing that you're absolutely right about, the more intense sunlight coming through the windows you do notice, is the cobwebs.
Oh, the cobwebs. I'm short as well, so I don't look at my ceilings often. It's only if I'm walking down the stairs and I'll catch a glimpse. So a good one for this is, you know those extendable mops? And they have like a flat bottom on them. They're not like your usual ones. If you get a microfiber cloth and a bucket of warm soapy water, put some washing up liquid in it, give it like a wring it out. You can also pop in some essential oils as well if you want. Tie this to the end of the mop. I just like it to smell nice. Tie it to the end of the mop.
I'm laughing with you, Catherine. I'm laughing with you, okay?
Tie it to the end of the mop and then just wipe down the wall, and that will take away all the cobwebs, but will also leave it smelling really nice.
Okay. There is a question that has been written by one of, obviously, the punier members of the Today with Claire Byrne show team. So I'm going to ask you the question as it's written here. They want to know, window cleaning, should you do it yourself? Of course you should do it yourself.
Yes, but you know what? I have to hold my hands
up. Unless you live on the 13th floor of a...
Well, I live in a bungalow and I have a cleaner who does the outside. And he's good value. He's only 20 quid. So if I think...
Okay. And you are short. We'll give you that.
Yeah, I do the inside though. But yeah, you can absolutely do the outside. Now, my window cleaner did say you're not supposed to use tap water on your windows to clean it.
Oh,
apparently,
really?
It leaves spots, like hard water spots. So I would try the vinegar and water solution to clean it down. So yeah, that's my window cleaner did say don't use tap water to clean your windows.
Pet hair. Have you any magical fix for pet hair?
So there's loads of gadgets on the internet, but apparently a rubber glove, so like a marigold, if you use that to wipe the surface, so like the fabric, your couches, it will lift it all off in one clump that you can then hoover it away. So there's loads of gadgets out there for pet hair. There's even hoovers especially for pet hair. But apparently, again, the static, it will lift it off and then you can just hoover it away.
So. Let us move on to the bathroom, where hopefully your moggies are not getting into. Top tips for lime scale removal from shower heads and the
like. Yeah, so again, vinegar seems to be the magic solution. So if you have a shower head that is
vinegar is going to be the answer to pretty much every question.
I know,
in this
I think
item,
so.
Isn't it?
Actually, just on the subject of vinegar, I must say, I did try and see things that you shouldn't use it on. And apparently, if you have granite, stone, or a porous surface, like a porous tile, vinegar may damage it. So if it's any other surface, it seems to be okay. But apparently, if you dip.
So ceramic or tile,
once it's not
wood,
kind of
because you're suggesting putting it on the skirting boards, anything other than stone.
Once it's
okay,
sealed.
Go back to limescale removal. What do? Just drop the shower head
into a bucket or a bowl of vinegar. Apparently, if you leave it for about 30 minutes, if it's worse, you can leave it a little longer, but it will magically remove. And you can actually get special limescale.
Magic, it's chemistry.
Well, yeah. Magic to me. You can actually get expensive limescale removers in like a lot of places, and they're about a tenner a go, whereas like a bottle of vinegar is about 50 cents, depending on the size. So give it a bash before maybe trying something that's a bit more expensive.
Okay. I want to find a question to the answer to which is not going to be vinegar. If you have a slightly smelly drain in your bathroom sink.
Baking soda. So if you sprinkle some baking soda down the drain and you can squeeze some lemon juice down, pour some lemon down, and then warm water, so like get the kettle and then pour it down the drain, it will help remove any odours. Not sure how good it's going to be at clogging stuff, how bad it is, you know, like hair and things like that. But if it's just, you know, a stinky drain, you could give that a bash first.
Caustic soda for the other job. And do not pour hot water in after the caustic soda. It creates plenty of its own heat. It doesn't need you going and adding more to it. Now, I see you are on a mission once again to try and persuade everybody that they should be putting wreaths on their front door.
Oh, yeah, the wreaths
all
are
year
all
round.
The time, not just for Christmas. They are a staple on
You're
the
mental.
Door. No. Pimp up your front door. It's the first thing people see. It's the first thing the postman sees.
So what's the theme for your wreath in April?
So I always say swap out what you have. So I think when I was on our Christmas time, I was saying, you know, swap out with your acorns and your autumn stuff. So now take that same wire frame. You can change up the foliage. Like eucalyptus foliage is a bit more kind of spring-like compared to the Christmas foliage. And you can put things like faux tulips in and more spring flowers just to change it up. So reuse the base and just change the pieces that are on it. And I know Easter was last week, but you could put maybe some like decor things like mini nests on them. There's lots of quirky things.
You're very
online.
Conscientious saying faux tulips. Are you not in favour of cut flowers?
Well, I do like cut flowers, but if it's on a wreath, you want something that's going to last. Now, you can do a fresh wreath and you can use a circle round wreath base and you can use sphagnum moss and you can fill your base with sphagnum moss and use florist wire to keep it in place. And then you can get little plugs from the garden centre like violas and pansies and you can stick them into the moss, cover any soil with more moss. But the thing with this is it'll be a little bit heavier. So if you're hanging it, to just be conscious, and you'll have to spritz it with water every couple of days to keep it moist.
Look at you. You're in raptures just thinking about this.
So yeah, if you want to do a fresh option, you can totally do a fresh option.
How can you refresh your home? Some ideas here, please, without actually going and redecorating.
So I always say look at your textures. So like cushions, curtains, throws, things that can be swapped out. Some people might even have like they keep them put in a box in the attic, and they have spring decor and they have autumn decor. Now I know you're
And you're just talking about swapping the cushion covers, not
cushion
the...
covers. Yeah, mm-hmm. I do have a sewing tutorial on YouTube if you want to make an easy sew envelope cushion. They're really simple to make, and you can recycle fabric as well if you want to make your own cushion. So I would say look at the textures, but also little things like moving around furniture in your house. So I think sometimes
No. You reveal dust if you do that.
You reveal it, but we have a solution for that.
Oh, hoovering, yeah?
And water and vinegar. So yeah, sometimes we think that furniture pieces have to be married to a room. So you may have, you know, a locker in one bedroom or a side table. Don't be afraid to maybe play around with things, because sometimes, you know, a piece of furniture might actually be too big in a room. So by swapping it out with a smaller one from another room can make the room feel new again. Swapping out rugs and things like that can make it feel new. And also, if you have an old piece of furniture and maybe you want to paint it or restain it, again, I do have loads of videos online where I've painted furniture or stripped furniture and restained it. So you can give old pieces a revamp.
I'd say you're probably absolutely delighted with yourself. After this, well, I suppose everybody would be pleased with a clean house, wouldn't they?
Do you know what? When you clean and declutter, like, I won't lie, I'm not the best at keeping on top. It's just hard work keeping on top of a house, isn't it?
Yeah, but
I'd say I get bursts of energy like spring or every couple of weeks where I'll do a bit of decluttering and a good deep clean. Okay. And there's nothing...
And you're like, one of those people who stands back then with their hands on their hips.
Yeah, and a cup of tea.
Look what I've just done.
I love when you open the door and you look back in at your clean room and you admire it.
Oh, you're hilarious. Catherine Carton, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
So much. What's the site again?
Daintydressdiaries.com.
Excellent. Daintydressdiaries.com. Catherine Carton, your only woman for a declutter.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.